Hello, Mary.
Hi. I have a plumbing problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I came home one day and I have a two-story house and I have water coming out my ceiling fan in the kitchen. And I wanted to get a plumber that I didn't know any special plumbers, so I looked in the phone book and they had one that was with the Better Business Bureau and did not charge by the hour, and they charged by the job. So he came out and he said it would cost $275 just to look for the leak. And I didn't know if that was reasonable or not, but I had to get have something done. And he started looking, and he did the usual checking the toilets and the bathtubs and couldn't find anything. And he said, I have no clue where it's coming from. And I said, well, I have hot water pipes for my heating. And he said, well, that it would be running down the wall. It wouldn't be running in the middle of the room. So he said, I have no idea. And this was like 3 hours later. He had no clue. And he said, unless I put a hole in the ceiling and look underneath everything. And I said, go ahead. And he said, well, I've been here for a while. It's going to cost a little more. And I'm thinking $50, $100. So I said, well, I can't have it leaking. So he started putting holes in the ceiling. And 7 holes later, he realized that it was a cap on one of the hot water heat pipes.
Okay.
And then he added up the bill, and it was $918.
Ah.
And with 7 holes in my ceiling, and they said they didn't charge by the hour, and he didn't tell me how much more it was or anything, and I want to know if that's reasonable, because, like I said, I haven't dealt with the plumber.
Well, what's the total time that he was there?
He was there 4 to 5 hours. Now, in that time, he did get 4 phone calls at least, and he made 2. So I was paying him for these phone calls with his company and with his wife. And I mean, they weren't long phone calls, but that I'm sure that was added in.
Yeah, I mean, the answer to the question is it's not reasonable because, in my opinion, because I'm not going to say it's not fair because it's whatever agreement you came up with. But I think the going rate on average for plumbers here in town right now, the hourly rate is just under $90 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 5 times 90 to me is $450.
Right.
You know, so the problem is that when you go with these flat rate deals, and I know a good plumber in Kansas City that does this, you know, that's done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on certain jobs they lose money, and on other jobs they make more money, and it kind of works out for them in the long run. But it gives the customers on certain jobs cost control. Like, for example, when he goes in and says, we're going to put in a new 50-gallon water heater, and this is the type, and this is all it's going to cost you. I mean, it's going to be some number. If they're there for 3 days because of problems, that's all you pay. But in your case, there must have been something else. Did you have to sign anything?
I didn't sign anything, and he told me it would cost $275 to look for the leak. He never used any tools, and all he did was put a cap on that radiator. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
he didn't replace anything.
I think if I were you, and you've already paid him.
Well, they did negotiate down to $500.
Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, so you're fine. You're okay.
You think that's
yes,
reasonable?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wish if I would have known that 5 minutes ago, we'd have been in good shape.
Well,
yeah, you're okay. That is fair.
Okay, that's what I
yes,
wasn't sure.
That's fair. But yeah, so that was going to be my advice was that if you haven't paid him yet, it's time to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but lesson learned. Now you know you're not going to do that again. You're not going to go there again. That's bad juju, man. You're not going there.
Right. Because yeah. I just took him in his word that it was going to cost $275 to find the
That's
leak.
Right. I mean, well, what happened is that what I would have done, here's the way to handle that. It would have been okay to say, what's it going to cost to find where the leak is? And if they would have said $275, no matter how many hours or days it takes, then that's okay. See?
Because that's basically what he said.
All right. Okay. So then the next question should have been, though, once you find the leak, what's it going to cost to repair it? And then he would say, well, it depends on what the leak is. Like, for example, if it's a leaking stack, it's going to be this much money. If it's a leaking cold water line, it's going to be this much money. If it's a leaking hot water heat line, it's going to be this much money. So, in other words, you continue to get them to define what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right.
So that's how you handle that in the future. In other words, you say, okay, what are all the possibilities of what it could be leaking, and tell me what it's going to cost for each one so that I know when we find it what I'm going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? That's where you made a mistake.
Right.
But let me tell you, you lucked out. You dodged the bullet this time.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm learning with each repair.
Okay, well, you dodged the bullet this time. So now you know what to ask next time.
Exactly.
All right, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, well, you should go out and buy a lottery ticket, you know, because you were pretty lucky this time.
I guess I was.
All right, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling. Okie dokie.